Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Tim Verasolati, you're one of the best pollsters I know. I wanted to ask you a question, and a political scientist, I should say. When is the worst time for a senator to run? Is it your first term, you've been in for a term, and now you have to run for re-election? A senator, for example, Mr. Markey of Massachusetts, he now has to run for a full term. Is he in danger now?
Well, we could speak in the abstract and say a first-term senator, particularly one who won a special election and has only served for a few months in office, might be quite vulnerable. But you have to place it into context, and you look at the political landscape in Massachusetts, and there hasn't been a serious candidate emerge to take on Senator Markey. What we know is so far he's gotten a Republican opponent from Hopkinton, a selectman by the name of Brian Herr, who ran for Congress in 2010, but doesn't really have a statewide profile, and so has some challenges ahead of him. It's a bit surprising, given a year ago, as we were heading into the special election to pick a successor to John Kerry, there was a fairly crowded Republican field with some prominent folks who had held elective or appointed office, and this year the landscape is pretty barren.
Is that because people just expect they can't win?
It could be that. It could also be that in this cycle, the Republican establishment in Massachusetts has decided that the governor's office is much more attainable than a seat in the United States Senate, so the party will focus its energies on the governor's race instead.
So how's Markey doing? I mean, is he doing well, or is he popular?
Let's say that there's not a whole lot of polling data out there on job approval for Ed Markey. And when you do ask the question, a lot of folks say, well, I don't know. He hasn't been in office for very long as a senator. Of course, he was a veteran member of the House of Representatives. So folks aren't necessarily offering an informed view of his performance in office. We have seen a bit of an increase in his profile recently, though. He did announce that he was drafting legislation to deal with gun control in an intriguing way. He has proposed a law that would require that guns have a kind of technology that would allow them only to be fired by their owners. And so this would be some sort of fingerprint recognition technology. That's sort of an interesting way of threading the needle to satisfy gun control folks, but at the same time say to the Second Amendment folks, listen, we're not trying to take away your guns. We're just trying to make sure only you can use them. So this came out a couple of weeks ago, and it was a way, one of the few ways I've seen recently where Senator Markey has tried to raise his public profile.
Well, now, you know, that's interesting from a policy position. Sounds very good to me, at least. But Markey has been a guy who some folks feel is abrasive. But that's true of everybody, including me. So is that what you're picking up?
Well, and yes, as we know, abrasiveness isn't always a disqualifying characteristic. I get the sense I deal more in his public perception and in that regard.
Well, that's all any of us can, right? We're not living with the guy.
Right, and the vast majority of people don't have personal interaction with Senator Markey, and so it's really more an issue of name recognition and some general sense of his qualifications for the office. And at this point, I don't get the sense of a great deal of vulnerability. I don't get the sense of a huge groundswell of affection for him like you see the base express towards his colleague, Senator Elizabeth Warren. But right now, he seems to be in a good position for re-election, if only because of the lack of a strong opponent on the Republican side.
So let's go to the gubernatorial race, which you mentioned before. Now we have Martha Coakley going again, the Attorney General. Obviously, she's tried to rehabilitate her image as a loser, which she was in the last election. So has she succeeded?
Well, time will tell. She's certainly leading in the polls. When you see hypothetical matchups among the Democratic field. We've got five Democrats running for the party's nomination. She performs strongest among the five. And in part, that could be name recognition at this point, in the sense that voters simply recall who she was from her Senate race, but also keeping in mind that since then, she ran and won convincingly for another term as Attorney General, and she has stayed in the public eye in terms of the enforcement actions she has taken through that office. And so at this point, she's in a relatively strong position in terms of public perception, but what we want to watch is campaign organization. The campaign right now is in a quiet phase in that the Democratic Party is going through its caucuses in the cities and towns across Massachusetts. And that's the beginning of the process for choosing delegates to the state party convention, which will occur in mid-June. And it's there where we'll see the real strength of the five candidates. In that convention, any candidate who gets 15% of the delegates will advance to a primary in September. If you don't hit that 15% mark, you're out of luck. Folks widely expect that Martha Coakley and Steve Grossman, the state treasurer, will easily surpass that threshold. It remains to be seen if the other three Democrats will reach that mark. But it'll give us a sense of their organizing ability, and that affects your fundraising, and that will let us know how this campaign will play out over the summer for the Democratic nomination for governor.
But of course, Tim Versalotti, there's that moment when people have to get up and debate. They have to talk. And if you don't really know your people, then name recognition, like in the case of Martha Coakley, may really work. But I've never found her to be that stimulating a speaker. So she's really got to move it on up in order to win.
No question. She's got to raise her game. There have been some candidate forums around the state, including one here in Western Massachusetts. And in that forum, which was not televised, but it was broadcast on radio, not only did Steve Grossman perform well, but Don Berwick, he is a former Medicare Medicaid administrator in the Obama administration, and Juliette Kayyem, a former Homeland Security official in the Obama administration, they came across very well as effective speakers. Martha Coakley did fine, but she did not set any sort of rhetorical high bar, at least in the one candidate forum that I've heard. And so, yeah, she will have to raise her game in the fall, either in primary debates or certainly in debates that we would expect would occur with the probable Republican nominee, Charlie Baker.
Well, you know, I've been getting into a lot of cynical moods lately. I got a call from Juliette Kayyem, who said, "Hello, this is Juliette Kayyem. I'm running for governor." And I hung up the phone. Now, the reason I hung up the phone is I thought it was one of those recorded announcements.
Oh.
And now I'm scared to death I really hung up the phone on her.
Well, you know, some people have that sort of speaking style where you pick up the phone, you're not quite sure. Or if you call them and you wonder, is this the answering machine or is this the real thing? So you might give her a call and chat.
So, well, she'll hear this. So so then the question is, you know, the only reason she would call me, of course, is that, you know, the radio station and there's the Berkshire Eagle column and the rest. But I still think it was a recorded announcement. And I always hang up on those people. How's Charlie Baker doing in his attempts to win the governorship?
Again, this is a quiet phase in the campaign where he's doing some fundraising. The fundraising indicates that he's doing well in that regard. He's got the party united behind him.
But the polling isn't. But the polling, I'm sorry, we're just running out of time, but the polling isn't doing that well for him.
No, it's not, but it's so early. And once the major candidates have ads up on TV, we're going to see those numbers change.
Sure.
We're going to see those numbers tighten up.
Well, I love talking to Tim Versalotti, who is the director of the Western New England University poll, a professor of political science. And I always say to myself, you know, if I could take a course with anybody right now and hone up my skills, it would be with Tim Versalotti. And I thank you for being with us, Tim. And when we come back the next time, let's talk more.
I look forward to it.